Congress could give its approval for that down payment of troops as part of a larger spending bill soon. The president would like it to be added to a measure that is designed to keep the federal government open past September 30th. That is Congress's one real priority before heading home to campaign at the end of next week. But the president's request for support to fight ISIS has complicated matters and revealed deep divisions within the Republican Party. NPR's Elsa Chang reports.
After getting blamed for last October's government shutdown, most Republicans had high hopes that this time around, passing a spending bill would be a drama-free event. Hal Rogers, the head of the House Appropriations Committee, had just finished polishing the legislation when he got an unexpected phone call Tuesday.
Just as I was getting ready to drop the bill at 5 o'clock in the hopper in there, my phone rings, and it's the president.
President Obama needed a favor. Would Rogers tuck a provision into the spending bill to authorize the training and arming of Syrian rebels?
I said, you're a little bit late.
All right.
The president's ask potentially complicates a quiet little spending bill that was supposed to get a vote in the House yesterday. Now, in the 1 week members have left before recess, here are the questions they'll need to answer. Should they go along with the president's request or push for a more aggressive strategy than the one he outlined to fight the Islamic State or ISIS? And should the authorization to arm the Syrian rebels really be buried inside the so-called continuing resolution, or CR, which is the way Congress funds the government these days?
The question comes up, do you really want to pass the CR based on how you feel about the war? I mean, that's the sort of thing that we Republicans despise.
Republican John Fleming of Louisiana says this is a vote of conscience. So why dilute a lawmaker's position on ISIS by throwing the item into a spending bill? Other Republicans say that doesn't matter. They wouldn't support the president's request no matter what legislative form it took. Michelle Bachman of Minnesota says the aid would inevitably go to the wrong rebels in Syria.
He wants to continue the same failed strategy, but he wants to make it even worse by giving even more money to the so-called vetted moderates who aren't moderate at all.
But many Republicans say the majority of their party wants to stand behind the president on this one. Here's Adam Kinzinger of Illinois.
Look, they can't have 535 commanders-in-chief. It may not be the perfect plan. It may not be everything you want. But you either have to vote against doing anything or you have to support the commander-in-chief in this case. And partisanship's got to go out the window when it comes to defending our country.
Of course, even if you do support Obama's plan to train and arm Syrian rebels, some questions remain.
Well, how long does a training mission last? Who are those that we will be training? And how effective will they be?
Republican Jack Kingston of Georgia.
As you know, we've spent a lot of time and a lot of money training Afghanis and Iraqis in the last 5 to 10 years, and it's had mixed results at best.
For some House Republicans, training and arming Syrian rebels is only the first step. To truly destroy, rather than simply degrade ISIS, Republican Matt Salmon of Arizona says they should spend next week deciding on a response much broader than what the president has requested.
I think that we need to have a declaration of war, and if we're going to defeat this enemy, it needs to be all in. I don't think that this strategy is enough. I think it's too thin.
And that means sustained bombing attacks, more troops, a longer campaign. But some say they'd like to figure that part out after their own campaigning for re-election. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.